Good afternoon. We'll continue to see extensive clouds today across the region. Temperatures, however, will still be allowed to climb into the upper 40s and lower 50s for afternoon highs. A storm system is heading in our direction from the Ohio Valley. Scattered showers will turn into a steadier rain as we get deeper into the afternoon, and this rain will last through the evening. Eventually, as the storm passes by, we'll start a drying trend overnight tonight, and some of the clouds will break up as the wind flips around to the northwest, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 30s. High pressure will build in with a northwest breeze tomorrow, helping to dry things out with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the upper 40s to around 50. More sunshine and less wind, a nice day Thursday with highs near 50 before the next system heads our way for the day on Friday. In fact, with temperatures back down near 32, we may see some wet snow at the onset before the sun comes up Friday morning. And depending on the track and the temperature profiles on Friday, we may see that wet snow stick around in spots into the middle of the day Friday. The accumulation still in question and will be determined by the exact storm track. Either way, it does look like we'll turn to just plain rain in most places with a high of 40 on Friday afternoon. A leftover shower Saturday morning, then increasing sunshine mid-40s back to 50 for the end of the weekend on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of central and southern Oklahoma across north Texas. Persistent southerly low-level flow ahead of an advancing storm system will bring additional moisture into this region through the day. As a dry line mixes slowly eastward across the southern plains, initiation of storms is forecast by mid to late afternoon, both along the dry line and perhaps in a more isolated manner northwestward into portions of the Texas Panhandle. As the storms initiate within a moderately unstable environment, strengthening and veering flow aloft, updrafts will acquire rotation and become capable of producing very large hail and locally damaging wind gusts. Additionally, initial cellular mode suggests that the potential for a few tornadoes, particularly across western North Texas, where a strong tornado will be possible. And Tropical Cyclone Debby made landfall last night in Queensland, Australia, as a strong Category 3 storm with damaging winds and torrential rains. As the cyclone moves inland today, it will weaken and lose the powerful winds, but heavy flooding rains will persist. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with rain, drizzle, and fog in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of showers and highs near 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 85, set in 1945. And the record low, 3, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:17 p.m. 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers likely, especially later today, with highs in the mid-40s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few scattered showers and a steadier rain moving in later this afternoon with highs near 50. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight, lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and a steadier rain later today and highs in the upper 40s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers, then a steadier rain later today, and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, a couple of scattered showers this morning, then a steadier rain later today, and highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a touch cooler, upper 40s, mostly sunny and pleasant Thursday near 50. Wet snow Friday morning, changing to rain near 40. A leftover shower Saturday, then increasing sun mid-40s, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.